Mary Mary, a Godspod production.
You want me to introduce myself? Okay. Just a few words? Alright, here goes. I'm Mary, from the village of Magdala, which, if you don't know, is on the west coast of Lake Galilee. Is that enough? Okay. Yes, I knew the rabbi, of course I did. I followed him around for ages since he healed me. And, of course, I was one of the last to see him alive. And the first to see him alive again. That's why I'm here, right? You want the story from the horse's mouth. So, let's think. Where shall I start? Of course, no one believed me. After all, I'm just a mere woman, aren't I? And not exactly a woman of reputation like his mother, a widow, and the other Mary, who at least had a husband. I know what our esteemed teachers say when they drag their tired bones out of bed every morning. Thank heaven I'm not a Gentile or a dog or a woman. Well, that's just pig swill. Thank heaven I'm not a Pharisee, that's what I say. Okay, I'll get to the point. What I was going to say was that the master cared nothing for my background, for what I was before, or the fact that I was a woman. Shame the others couldn't be the same, especially that Simon, who wouldn't even look at me in the eye when talking to me, or should I say bothered to talk to me. So it must have really needled them when it was me, a mere woman, who the master first appeared to after his, death. Stands to reason, though. Who was the one who stuck with him when he was nailed to that tree, dying? Not Simon, not even James, his so-called brother. Who was it who helped comfort his mother, who anointed his body for burial? Didn't see any men around at that time, unless you count the soldiers. In fact, it was because us women cared about him that we were back at the tomb and saw what we saw. What did we see? We set off early that day, me, Mary and Salome. We'd brought spices with us, to anoint his body. But to be honest, we couldn't really imagine those soldiers allowing us. And anyway, they'd rolled that massive stone in front of the tomb. Somehow I couldn't really see them rolling it away just for us. Yet we knew we had to be there. Funny, really. It was a sense of duty, I suppose. So we got there. And you wouldn't believe. The stone, this big stone, had just been rolled away. And the soldiers were still there. Sort of, just standing there, as white as tombstones, dribbling like babes. Now us ladies, we're not stupid, you know, of course not. We knew that something had frightened these soldiers, yet we weren't bothered. Well, I wasn't. The other two held back, but I was always a bit stupid like that. I just marched right in, to the tomb, to the master's tomb. Then I saw what had frightened those soldiers. Ever seen an angel? No? Well, this angel was nothing like I'd imagined angels to be. He was huge. His clothes were whiter than white, and he seemed to be shining. Yes, I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's how I remembered it. Anyway, this angel asked me why I was looking for the master there. Stupid question, I thought. Where else would I look for a dead man but his tomb? But I was wrong. He wasn't dead anymore. Yes, you heard me. He wasn't dead, but he also wasn't there in the tomb. So I went back to the men, told them my story. Of course, they never believed me. Simon and John had to go check for themselves. Then they had to believe me, didn't they? they saw for themselves, and for a little while, they actually treated me to a bit of respect. That was until I beat them to it again. But again, I'd say if they hadn't just gone to their homes after all these amazing things had happened, then they too would have seen what I saw. Where else could I go but back to the tomb? It was empty, and I was just feeling so sad. So I wept. But not for long, because you see, I was interrupted. The angel was back with a friend, and he asked me why I was crying. "Well," I said, "my master has disappeared," and I was sad and confused. Then I heard another voice from behind me. It was the master. But stupid old Mary, I didn't even recognize him. I actually thought he was a gardener. Would you believe it? I only realized it was him when he spoke my name. What joy! More joy than I'd ever felt or ever will, I think. The master had returned. To me, of all people, I just wanted to grab him, to cuddle him. But he'd have none of that. Told me that it was best if I didn't. So I didn't. But he did tell me to go back and tell the others. So that's what I did. And did they believe me? What do you think? But they had to later on, because he appeared to them too. And then it became just a man thing. I was just pushed to one side, as ever. And I've never let them forget, never let them forget who he appeared to first. That's my story. Okay.
You have been listening to Mary, Mary, a Godspot production. Written by Steve Maltz, music by Howard Worth.